Was the docket jam in Wayne County at that time critical?
Yes. Yes.
Very, very messy, bad.
Yes. Because the bench was, the average age on the bench was very high. Madam had been appointing new members to that bench for the preceding 4 or 5 years, but the average age was still high. As a matter of fact, in 1958, in 1959, there was a fair number scheduled for retirement. Bob Toms was one of them. Joe Moynihan was another. Ferguson was another. In any event, and there were only 18 on the bench then, you see. It wasn't until several years later when the bench started being enlarged and ultimately grew to the size it is today. But I went on that bench asking the assignment clerk to give me as many trials, as many jury trials as he could assign to me. I didn't want to take equity cases that over which I would have a continuing responsibility because I knew I wasn't going to be there more than that 1 year. But jury trials I could try until I dropped from exhaustion. I had, on occasion, I was actually trying 2 jury cases at one time. I would be drawing a jury while a preceding jury was deliberating on a trial. I thoroughly enjoyed that year, but it was perfectly clear to me at the end of the year that I would never want to be a circuit judge. It was exciting, stimulating, but at the end of the year, I began seeing the same questions I had at the beginning of the year. And there was so much repetition in the work that the circuit bench was doing that it never really appealed to me.
You apparently invested great energy and zeal in this assignment.
Sure.
Now, was this shared by some of your colleagues, or were a lot of them drones?
I'd say half of them were drones. The Williams judges were all young, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. They were still very much interested in their work. They were good judges. It was like a breath of fresh air. And I shared. My courtroom was on the 19th floor. And on the 19th floor with George Bowles, he and I shared a bathroom together, and we spent quite a bit of time together. George was a superb judge, absolutely superb judge. Horace was on the bench, circuit bench at that time. Wade McCree was on the bench. Ted Bone was on the bench. Vic had gone on to. Yes, Vic was on the bench. Joe Lashley was on the bench. These were all people for whom I had a high regard, and they were all very helpful to me. As a young judge, a new judge on the block, and all of that.
During this period, did you have any intimation that come the end of the year, you would be asked to serve on the jury?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, I had
known, was it not, that Volker was bailing out?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't known at all. John ran in the spring of 59 for election to the bench, and he won. And everybody assumed that he was going to continue, that he was going to begin that term. Oh, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I had, my partners and I had agreed that I would return to the bench and that I would invite to join me Bob Tom, Circuit Judge Bob Tom, for whom I had an enormous respect. He was retiring at the age of 70, but he had to. He was physically and intellectually just as vigorous as he was when he was 40. And I loved that man. I invited him to join us. He said, yes, he would. He was surprised that anyone would want him. But we planned on going back to the firm, rather, together on January 1, 1960.